Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Joining me now is Patriots defensive back Patrick Chung. And yeah, here we go. And let's just talk about the mood of this football team right now. Where are you guys at? Talk to me.
Honestly, we're just getting ready for Houston. you know how our bill is, man. We're going to go in the meeting room. We get the corrections, do what we have to do to, you know, fix those corrections, and just move on. Just move on. You can't really dwell on the past and all that.
Did the Eagles game stun you?
No, they're a good team. They're a good team, and they're playing for a lot. And they came out, and they just, you know, they outplayed us. I mean, we came down to the end, and they outplayed us, and they deserved that win. They played better than us in that game, and now we just got to move on and try to get this win versus Texans.
We'll move on in just a second, but when you look back at that game, what did you take away from that? And one of the positives could have been that you're never out of a game, even though
you
got behind.
Yeah, you're right. You're never out of a game, but, I mean, it just – just comes down to just really just playing and just playing better, playing more consistent, you know. And that's just what Bill is trying to beat into our head, you know. No matter what happens, could be a bad play, a good play. Just got to try to be as consistent as possible after that. Like you said, no game's always over. So just got to keep playing. And, you know, we made some crucial mistakes, but, you know, that's just some things we have to fix and just try to get better from them.
Tell me about the confidence of this football team right now. Is it still sky high?
Yeah, I mean, we're not 2-10, man. We're 10-2. You know, it's two losses. It's like, go out here and just try to get as many wins as possible, put ourselves in the best situation possible for us, and just go out here and just play ball.
And obviously, you're not overlooking Houston.
Nah. They won four straight, I think, so you can't really overlook a team that's hot right now. So, and they have a lot of good players also, and they're coming along, and we've got to get ready. We've got to get ready to play a good team in a hostile environment with good fans.
All right, I'm going to switch gears on you altogether. You're coming off your event, karaoke event, for your foundation.
Yeah.
Where does the money go to, and what do you plan to do with it? And it sounds like to me you lost your voice a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. You know,
how much fun was it?
It was fun, man. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of crazy stuff going on, a lot of good songs. But, you know, it's good to have those nights, you know, to just go out there and have fun, help kids. And pretty much all the money goes right back out to the programs, music programs, football programs, academic programs, whatever me and my wife just think of that day. Mm-hmm. Like, I would just want to donate to here and start a new program for kids to come in and have free opportunity to just, you know, better themselves, pretty much.
Who's the best singer?
Well, we actually had a singer there, so by default, it was him, Louis Bello. But other than that...
What player?
Singing?
Yes, that's what you guys are doing.
We all sucked, man. I'm not even going to lie to you. Dev probably tried the best. He tried the best.
Dev put his heart and soul into it?
Heart and soul. Chandler did, too. Scott Chandler. He sang Taylor Swift. So it was good. Singing... I'm gonna go 0% of the players, but you know we had a little, you know, old school hip hop, Jay-Z, Biggie, so they did good on that one. It was pretty good.
All right, man. Good luck in Houston.
Yeah, man. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, you got it. Yeah. Patrick Chung, I guess we'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.